Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. This story is an old friend of mine.
Thanksgiving can be cold in Detroit, and some are snowy. This one was both. It's a beautiful night around midnight. The sky is beginning to clear, and today's snowfall is crunchy underfoot. Inside the house, people are still up and laughing. The fireplace is hot. The home is full of happy folks, old friends. The children are long off to bed. The stories are getting lengthy and funnier. People are singing together. The house is a Georgian brick, large and meticulously cared for by a frenetic chain-smoking chef. We've had yet another of his spectacular meals, and he's kicking back with us. He knows when he's nailed it, and he's nailed it. He's used to barking orders at his staff, and when he cooks at home, he barks orders at his guests. We're used to it, and we love him anyway. Steve, Eddie, take the stock pot out back and empty it. Steve and I should have been brothers. Each of us thinks the other is the greatest wit of the age. We are both fond of Irish whiskey. Without hesitation, we rise from our chairs and head for the still hot kitchen to get the pot and do our master's bidding. I know the pot that he's talking about. Mary and I bought it for him a couple of Christmases ago. It's copper. It's tall. It's full of turkey bones that have given up all their flavor for tomorrow's soup. The pot was very expensive. Now, this is a job that Steve or I could have done alone, but we're having such a good time that neither of us wants to miss a minute of the other's brilliance. The snow is up past our ankles. We're in shirt sleeves. We've got the giggles bad. We're like two third graders sharing a secret. Now, when you're Irish and your buddy starts humming, tied up with a black velvet band, you can't help but singing, and singing loud. But it's 12:30 a.m., and the first of the neighbor's window shades is rolling up. So we've made it to the trash cans. The contents of the pot are pretty well frozen now. Steve is a lot stronger than I am, so he's able to lift the pot high over his head, give dramatic pause, and bring it down with momentous impact. Now, I'm more of a finesse player and prefer rapid, repetitious blows. It's now 1:22 a.m. The frozen contents finally break loose, and the mass of turkey remains crashes into the trash can's echo chamber. We really haven't noticed the shades on so many neighbors' windows going up all around us. Triumphant, we march back to the house. Chef Tom was waiting for us. Chef Tom does not drink. Chef Tom was not smiling. Chef Tom was not looking at us, he was staring at the pot. It's important to mention at this point that the copper is not the hardest of metals. It's softer than, say, garbage can steel. In our diligence, we seem to have overlooked the physics involved. Chef Tom picked up the pot by its handles with his thumb and forefinger of each hand gingerly, sort of like you'd pick up your eyeglasses or roadkill. The pot he was holding bore some resemblance to the pot that we started with, but it had been caved in all around its circumference. The dents in its sides were deep enough to have been made by an axe. The effect of this was to shorten the pot, tilting its rim decidedly downhill. It looked like the Cat in the Hat's hat. Chef Tom took a drag on his cigarette and said in his best deadpan, so guys, what happened? My buddy Steve didn't hesitate. The neighbors jumped us with hammers, and the pot saved our lives. Tom leaned, his hands on the edge of the butcher block. His shoulders began to bounce. I thought the poor man was grief-stricken for his pot, but soon realized he was laughing uncontrollably. The neighbors, he said? The neighbors jumped you? There we were, very early in the morning, all of us with tears rolling down our cheeks, looking at that $400 stockpot. Well, that was a long time ago, and the chef is gone. But his stockpot is still here, restored to its former glory, and serving us all once again.